Putin says rubles or nothing. I'm David Brancaccio. Russian President Putin said just now that he signed a decree that he expects will force foreign buyers of Russian natural gas to pay in Russian currency, starting April 1st. The decree states no rubles, no gas, using rubles, not dollars or euros, helps boost the value of the Russian currency that had been battered by sanctions. Here's a translation of a Putin quote just now. Nobody sells us anything for free, and we are not going to do charity either. Germany, for instance, gets not quite 40% of its natural gas from Russia. There are different ways to measure inflation in America. One is to look at your own bills. There's also the Consumer Price Index, and powerful people use the one out today, the PCE Price Index, which in a year has gone up by the most since 1982. Let's consult the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton in Chicago, Diane Swank. Good morning.
Good morning.
6.4% using the central banker's favorite inflation gauge. And what? You think it's going to get worse?
Yeah, sadly, that was in February before much of the surge in commodity prices we saw in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And so things are going to get much worse before they get better. And it's important because the Fed has, of course, taken notice. They are ready to raise rates aggressively and reduce that big, huge balance sheet that they have that will amplify rate hikes out there. So the Fed is looking to throw ice on this hot economy. Bundle up.
I mean, the real question, right, will be what's happening late in the year, because if the Fed gets it right and it all works, maybe this will start coming down.
It will start coming down. The question is at what cost, not what price. The cost could be higher unemployment. And that's what I fear is we're now at that stage that the only way to do this trade-off is no longer the magical soft landing, but as I mentioned before, a softish landing that Powell noted. Softish is hard. That means we'll probably see an increase in the unemployment rate by year end, sadly.
Diane Swank at Grant Thornton, chief economist there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Securities and Exchange Commission is proposing new rules on what are called blank check firms, special purpose acquisition companies, or SPACs, where investors pony up money, then the SPAC goes out and looks for a startup to buy and to launch on the stock market. Now, there are concerns about what investors know and how the deals come together. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with that.
Yeah, this is an extensive set of changes being proposed by the SEC, David. More disclosure for SPACs and their targets, limits on how optimistic companies can be with their promises for the future. We know SEC Chair Gary Gensler has been scrutinizing blank check deals for a while. He told a Senate hearing last September that his agency is looking at who makes money and who doesn't when a SPAC takes a private company public.
And a lot of the institutional investors, when that happens, sell. It's called a redemption right. And retail investors are often left holding the dilution or the significant cost of the bankers and the promoters. So we're looking at greater disclosures and also looking at if there's inherent conflicts along the way.
And these new proposed rules do that, require more disclosures. Who's behind the deals? Are they vetted by third parties? Are there conflicts of interest? Things like that.
Things that we know from old school initial stock offerings.
Well, right. That's the goal here, to limit the difference between the two. And what critics say is, how about making initial public offerings easier? That these proposed rules would make deals with SPACs too cumbersome, essentially killing them. The appeals of SPACs were that they're faster, easier for smaller companies to raise capital. These proposed rules could alter that, David.
All right, Nova, thank you. The number of Russian oil tankers vanishing from global tracking systems is up sharply, according to CNN. That happens when the crew turns off transponders to relay the ship's position. This may, in many cases, be efforts to sell Russian oil beneath the radar of sanctions.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to a story about supply and demand in higher education. California public universities not having enough spots available for all the qualified students who want to go to college. It may take a new campus. From KPCC in Southern California, Jill Riplogle visited a community that's been trying to get a college campus for 20 years.
About halfway between downtown San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico, the city of Chula Vista owns 383 acres of rolling hills, just waiting for a university campus.
So right here, we are looking at kind of the terminus of what is the Eastern Urban Center, looking out onto one of the university villages.
To be clear, there are no university villages yet, but Miranda Evans, who's in charge of special projects for the city, can imagine a hypothetical student's day.
I would wake up, I would do a run on the beautiful Chula Vista Bayfront.
Then classes.
And then I'd go to my internship for the day.
Where would you go get a beer with your classmates?
I would walk right down the street to Novo Brazil. They are a really great brewery.
Evan says Chula Vista site is shovel ready, and state leaders have considered it and a bunch of other sites for a potential new public university campus. Hans Johnson directs the Public Policy Institute of California's Higher Education Center. He says the state's economy increasingly needs college-educated workers.
Then the call is for our public higher education systems to respond to that demand.
There's high demand from students, too. Applications to California's public universities keep going up as more high schoolers qualify for admission. So should the state build a new campus? Maybe, says Audrey Dow. She's senior vice president of the nonprofit Campaign for College Opportunity. But she says there are quicker, less expensive ways to accommodate more students, like offering weekend classes and hybrid learning.
If we continue to think about education in a typical bricks and mortar way, then we're not going to meet the challenge that's before us.
The city of Chula Vista is already thinking outside the box. The city says it's now trying to attract a consortium of higher ed institutions, ideally including a Mexican university. In Chula Vista, I'm Jill Riplogle for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.